After 7 years of intensive lobbying, it seemed that Czech gays and lesbians would finally get their wish, a law enabling them to enter into a form of marriage, give them inheritance rights, and the right to be briefed about their partner's state of health. Here's gay rights advocate Teresa Kogičková.
These people are not ill. They are not sinners. They are just citizens like any other. So they have their rights to be treated in the same way the others are.
However, the bill, which has been approved by both houses of parliament now, seems to have hit the rocks after President Václav Klaus slammed it last week. Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek came out strongly in its defense, and he and the president are now embroiled in a heated and highly publicized debate over the rights and freedom of minorities. And Daniela Lazarová has been following the story, and she's here in the studio. Daniela, we've been hearing very strong words from both the prime minister and the president. What's happening?
Well, as you said, Jan, the president has so far refused to sign the bill on the grounds that it allegedly undermines traditional values and the institution of marriage as such. He went so far as to call it a tragic mistake, which would give homosexuals unjustified privileges. This elicited an angry response from the Prime Minister, who did a great deal to ensure support for the bill in the lower house, and he promptly wrote a letter to the President urging him to change his mind. Now, we don't know how that request was worded, but we do know that it contained a reference to the rights and freedom of minorities, and that it evoked a very, very angry response from the President's spokesman.
The Prime Minister doesn't have a mandate to lecture the President and the citizens of this country about the meaning of freedom. The Prime Minister is using the bill for his own election campaign, and the President categorically refuses to be drawn into it.
So very strong words indeed there from the President's spokesman. And what is going to happen now?
Well, the president is currently at the Olympic Games in Turin, but he has said that he will make up his mind by Thursday whether he's going to just refuse to sign the bill or whether he'll go as far as to veto it. If he refused to sign, then the bill would automatically become law in due time. But if he vetoed it, which would be the logical thing to expect, I think, given the strength of his arguments against it, then its advocates in Parliament would need a majority of 101 votes to override it. And it is not clear whether they would have enough votes to do that, given the fact that this bill has divided politicians across the political spectrum and that the coalition as a whole does not support it. It was only approved by 86 votes in the lower house last December, which of course is a sobering thought for the homosexual community.
Mm-hmm. And if it should come to a new vote, what role will the fact that this year is an election year have in that vote?
That's very hard to say. On the one hand, MPs might be more open to the argument that 62% of Czechs have indicated that they have nothing at all against gay marriages. On the other hand, the sentiments of the general public are fairly lukewarm on this issue, and MPs realise that either way, their vote on this would not seriously harm their image. So if it becomes an election issue, it is not likely to be one of the big issues on the Czech political scene.
Okay, thanks, Daniela Lazarová. And as you said, we'll know later this week how that is going to turn out.